This Friday, March 10th at 8 p.m., the Spring Music Series at Bowie State University's Fine and Performing Arts Center is presenting the Washington Women in Jazz Festival. This series is a partnership between the Prince George's Parks and Bowie State University. With me in the studio to talk about this performance and the series is the director of the Performing Arts Series, Armando Baiolo. Welcome.
Hi, Diana. Nice to see you.
This series is very new. Yes.
Indeed, yes. The series emerged out of a partnership between Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission and Bowie State University's Fine and Performing Arts Department and the university as a whole to bring more diverse programming and greater programming to the Fine Art and Performing Arts Center at Bowie State. And so this Friday, Washington Women in Jazz Festival kicks us off. I really wanted to kick it off in the middle of Women's History Month with a women-centric event.
So this Friday's performance is jazz, but you mentioned diversity. There are all styles of music on this series, yes?
So we start with jazz, and then on March 25th, we will hear the Bridge Ensemble, which is an exciting young choral group from Baltimore. And then on March 31st, we hear the progressive hip-hop artist from D.C., Chris Stiles Bacon. We go back to the classical world, but in a more experimental fashion, with a team of composers, singer, and actor performing a program called To the Distant Beloveds, featuring music by Jeremy Gill, who's a composer who lives in Boston, and Beethoven, who is a composer who is no longer with us, sadly. And we finish off with some progressive jazz on April 20th with Amurtha Kadambi's Elder Ones.
That's amazing. How did you find all these artists?
Well, with Washington Women in Jazz, I knew Amy Bormet, the director, from my years working in D.C. through at the Atlas Performing Arts Center, where she does a number of the Washington Women in Jazz Festival performances. With Bridge Ensemble, I used to teach at the Peabody Institute many years ago and still have some connections from my time there who suggested you should be looking at this group. They're really exciting. Chris Stiles, I've known for a few years through my work with Great Noise Ensemble in D.C. And Jeremy Gill and I went to school together back in the day. We actually go way back to high school. With Amurtha Kadambi, I actually reached out to Luke Stewart, who is another connection from my years at Atlas in D.C.
Bowie State University's Fine and Performing Arts Center is a relatively new facility, yes?
Yes, it is. It's about 5 years old.
State of the art, I would assume.
Indeed. It's actually an absolutely amazing and gorgeous facility. I've been in the business for 20 years now, and it's one of the most beautiful halls I've seen in a long time, especially a university hall. It's just really just impressive. There are, in fact, three facilities that we use for this series that are each state-of-the-art and gorgeous.
This is Washington Women in Jazz Festival performing Friday, March 10th at 8 p.m. in the Recital Hall at Bowie State University's Fine and Performing Arts Center. This is part of the Spring Music Series at Bowie State University. And what's the phone number and website, please, for more information?
The phone number is 301-277-1710. That will take you to the Public Playhouse, so you should ask for me for more information. And the website to go to is arts.pgparks.com. For more information, look for the Bowie series and go to the e-store for tickets.
With me in the studio today, Armando Baiolo, who is the director of the Performing Arts Series at Bowie State University. We've been talking about Washington Women in Jazz Festival's performance on Friday, March 10th. Armando, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.